Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Tuesday, January 25th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Admittedly, I'm a little off my normal podcasting schedule. I missed one Friday, but I gave you one Saturday or Sunday. I'm back here again today, but I'm here, so let's take it from the top. Yesterday, I listened to a Senate hearing live. It was Senator Ron Johnson, who I believe is the senator from Wisconsin, and he has taken a lot of flack over the last 2 years because he has been a proponent and an advocate of therapeutics when it comes to COVID. He's at least questioned the official narrative of lockdowns and masks and distancing and vaccines. Well, yesterday, Ron Johnson did something absolutely, in my opinion, heroic. And I say that because at the time that I was watching, and I watched all 4+ hours of the hearing, my thought while I was watching is that this man is a hero. He's an American hero. He may be a global hero because of the information that he made public yesterday by using his Senate committee as a platform for physicians and healthcare providers, as in nurses, for immunologists and for virologists and for vaccinologists to testify under oath before Congress. Now, it was billed as a second opinion. It was billed as COVID-19, a second opinion. And let me just give you off the top some of the credentialed and highly qualified people who testified yesterday before the committee. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. David Weissman, Dr. Ryan Cole, Dr. Harvey Risch, Dr. George Farid, Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. Richard Urso, Dr. Paul Marek, Dr. Anthony Carihardi, Dr. Brett Weinstein, and Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. I mention all these names because you may know some of them as a result of your own reading and your own investigation into the therapeutic and alternative treatments for COVID, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, the frontline physicians protocol, which includes vitamin D and vitamin C and fluticasone, budesonide, I never remember the pronunciation of that nasal spray. However, it was stunning. It was informative. It was shocking. It evoked in me anger, sadness, frustration, emotions I could hardly process, because I listened to science and I listened to facts and I listened to firsthand knowledge of physicians and nurses, physicians in particular, who have treated thousands of COVID patients with not one death in some instances. In other instances, 3 or 5 deaths out of thousands. And these were all patients that were treated in, I would have to say, violation of the official narrative of the Biden administration and the Fauci dictates, which were vaccine only, ventilators when finally in critical condition. I listened to nurses, one of whom is also a biochemist, but she chooses to proceed as a nurse in her professional life, who watched patients be starved to death, who died of dehydration, who were denied any possible alternative care or options that their family or even legal counsel attempted to get in their behalf. I listened to stories of relatives, of wives, children, husbands, brothers, sons, sisters, mothers, fathers, who died alone because their families were not permitted in to see them. The treatment of COVID-19, the incompetence, the negligence, the criminality, what I would actually call homicide, intentional murder, of people because of the unwillingness of those in our administration who I can only say through a combination of a desire to control and incredible greed. Because remember, also what was testified to is the financial stake that Fauci and I think three other members of NIH have in the vaccine. There is a, you know, it's only a conspiracy if there aren't facts. But when there are facts, it's no longer a conspiracy. It's simply the way it is. It's simply fact, evidence-based, probably, or I shouldn't even say probably, provable in a court of law were we to ever get there. There has been genuine criminality and hundreds of thousands of Americans have died who should not have died. Who should not have died. They died through improper treatment. They died through improper diagnosis. You know, one of the things that I learned recently is that people were put on ventilators under the presumption that they couldn't breathe, that they weren't getting enough oxygen. But in reality, their oxygenation rates were just fine. What was happening on the eighth day of COVID is that the lungs develop an allergic reaction to the virus. And so it isn't that they can't get oxygen and need a ventilator. It's that they need an antihistamine because the actual lung is inflamed from having an allergic reaction. Putting a ventilator in there, causing people to have to breathe through a ventilator, only exacerbated their allergic reaction. It didn't address it at all. Forcing oxygen in there where lungs were swelling to the point of fatality was not the proper treatment. There are other key moments in the development of COVID. Apparently, the first 72 hours are key. If you can treat with therapeutics in the first 72 hours, you will have a 100% survival rate. Even people with comorbidities who were in high-risk age brackets, meaning over 65. As if that were not bad enough, let me add what's happened today. Today, the Biden administration, through the FDA, made it illegal to provide monoclonal antibodies for COVID. Now, in case you don't know what monoclonal antibodies are or have been or how they've been used, they are synthetically created antibodies. Regeneron is the company that has been making them and Eli Lilly as well. And if you recall a few months back, the Biden administration purchased all of the available Regeneron antibodies so that the state of Florida could not be providing them through the monoclonal outpatient antibody clinics that they had set up. Ron DeSantis, very early on in 21, began to open these clinics in Florida because the infusion, because it's done as an infusion, as an IV infusion, of monoclonal antibodies within 24 to 48 hours completely reverses the effects of COVID and takes people who are seriously ill and makes them just about 100% healthy within, as I said, sometimes a matter of hours of receiving the infusion. Well, the administration yesterday went one step further. They made it illegal now to administer monoclonal antibodies anywhere in the United States. Now, if you're a conspiracy theorist and you think that that is some way out there treatment, let me share this with you. I live in Waco, Texas. Baylor Hospital is all there is pretty much in Waco, in a lot of Texas, in Dallas too. Baylor is a huge medical system here. It's Baylor Scott & White. I have a physician, a GP that I see at Baylor. My GP is I love him, he's a good guy, but he is a corporate employee, meaning he works for Baylor, and Baylor is owned by a corporation, and they dictate what the doctors can do, such that, like in many other hospitals, you get 15 minutes to see your doctor. Patients, I should say, are scheduled every 15 minutes for physicians. I like my doctor. I think he's a good guy. I think he's constrained somewhat by what he's allowed to do under the dictates of the corporate hierarchy under which he works. However, even though he and I have had brief conversations about therapeutics, and even though he could not administer them or prescribe them in treating me, I got my therapeutics early on through an out-of-state physician who is licensed in Texas, who ordered me the frontline doctor's protocol. I have everything I need should I ever get COVID, which I have not. And even though he could not prescribe any of that, when I told him that I had my therapeutics, that I had had those prescriptions filled by a private pharmacy because CVS and Walgreens are not permitted to fill them, his statement to me was, if you test positive for COVID, contact me immediately. You need monoclonal antibodies. So this is a mainstream, corporate-dictated GP who he himself said to me, you need monoclonal antibodies immediately if you test positive. So now the federal government has stopped the infusion of monoclonal antibodies around the country. You tell me what's going on. To me, it looks like control. To me, it looks like mass extinction, quite honestly. I do this podcast for the sole purpose of uplifting you. And I do this podcast also for the sole purpose of trying to disseminate what I perceive to be as truth. And I always try to find the highest message and the highest principle so that you leave this podcast feeling that you are empowered and uplifted. Rarely, if ever, I think, if you go back to over 108 podcasts that I've done, I don't think that you will ever hear one that sounds like the first 12 minutes of this podcast. And the reason is I watched that Senate hearing. I listened to those highly qualified experts, some of them the top in their field globally, not just in the United States, globally. In fact, Dr. Malone, who is a vaccinologist, indicated during the Senate hearing that when it ended, he had a call set up with Israel, with the Ministry of Health in Israel, because they had reached out to him to help them with what is now the largest COVID outbreak in the world, I believe, in Israel. And they are 3 times and on the verge of being 4 times vaccinated. The other thing that the vaccine does is that it messes with your own natural immune system. So the reason there are so many breakthrough cases of Omicron with people who are doubly and triply and boosted out the wazoo is because the vaccine, the mRNA gene therapy, which is what it is, it's not vaccine, actually diminishes your own immune system and your own ability to fight off new pathogens. There is a whole lot wrong with what's going on in the world, particularly in this country, vis-a-vis the official policy in dealing with COVID. The whys and the hows are both seriously deficient and skewed, and I would argue malevolent. Malevolent in their intent. There's too much money involved. The pharmaceutical companies own the government. Also yesterday, during the testimony, should you think that these are all kooks, if those names of doctors aren't impressive enough, the other testimony that came yesterday came through an attorney named Thomas Rentz. Thomas Rentz testified to whistleblower testimony. There were 3 whistleblowers from the military that gave information regarding what's happening within the military. One of those whistleblowers' names was made public by Thomas Rentz, by the attorney, with permission of the whistleblower. His name is Dr. Chambers. He is one of the only Green Beret physicians in the U.S. military. The Green Berets are an elite unit. He is one of the only, if not the only, no, I think he's one of the only Green Beret physicians. He, through Thomas Rentz, testified or gave documented evidence that the 5-year average cancer rate in the military from 2016 to 2020 was 5,167 cases. 5-year average. In the first 11 months of 2021, the cancer rate in the military was 114,645 cases. Everyone in the military had to be vaccinated. Everyone in the military had to be vaccinated. If you think that there is no correlation between there being a 5-year average of cancer in the military of about 5,000 cases, and suddenly the first 11 months of 2021, there being 114,000 plus, then I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your thinking, but let me say this. Either those numbers are incredibly wrong, or those vaccinations should be stopped immediately because there's no other variable in the military for that increase in cancer from a 5-year average of 5,000 to an 11-month number of 114,000 plus post-jab. Yes, my voice probably in this podcast is more impassioned, more perhaps angry, more frustrated than I would like it to be. But I am so enraged, not to the point of doing anything violent, because I believe that always, and you listen to me regularly, the light always wins. Love is one of only two emotions. The other is fear. Rage comes from fear. All negative emotion comes from fear. And so I don't want to be fear-based, and I don't want to spread fear. I'd rather spread love and truth and enlightenment and shine a light upon the darkness. The darkness is Anthony Fauci. The darkness is Joe Biden. The darkness is the FDA. The darkness is Pfizer, who, by the way, in case you don't know this, go back and look. They are one of the most corrupt pharmaceutical companies in the world. Look at their litigation history. Look what they have paid out because of their own deceit and corruption. That's the darkness. And the darkness is what we call the private-public partnership between government and these corporations, be they Google, be they Facebook, be they Pfizer, be they BlackRock. There are too many private corporations that have bought our politicians, that has led to this travesty and this tragedy of 800,000 plus Americans dying, and only God knows how many of them, A, never should have died alone and never should have died. So I would say today, call your congressperson, no matter who they are, no matter whether they're an R or they're a D. Call your congressman and call your senators and say, put pressure on the Biden administration to rescind the prohibition against monoclonal antibodies, to stop opposing therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and to hold them accountable, in some way, shape, or form for what I believe to be, you know, I will close with this. I said yesterday to my own daughter, what Fauci has done is worse than what Mengele did. And here's why. Mengele, he had a belief system in a philosophy. He had a belief system in a political philosophy, as well as a philosophical philosophy, if there is such a double entendre. He believed that eliminating the Jews was in the best interest of the German people. He believed they were the source of the problem. And because he believed that lie, he had no problem using his medical knowledge and his power to torture and eliminate those people. What Fauci has done isn't for a philosophical reason. What Fauci has done is for money. And what Biden has done is for money and power. And therefore, I say that what Fauci and Biden are doing are more reprehensible, less justifiable, and ultimately unforgivable. And that's a pretty strong statement, but I stand by it. Take an action. Reach out to your representatives. Reach out to any local publication you can. Listen to the four-hour Senate hearing that Ron Johnson did yesterday. I don't know if it's on YouTube. I had a tough time finding it after it was over yesterday. I did finally find it, and I believe it, today, hopefully, it's still where it was, which is on a website called thehighwire.com. Check out thehighwire.com. When you go there, if it isn't on the homepage, type in Ron Johnson, Senate hearing, second opinion. Hopefully it will get you there. And hopefully after you listen to it yourself, don't take my word for it. Listen to the experts. Listen to the most qualified medical personnel and scientific people in the world in their given fields. And then decide if we've been sheep or if we're prepared to take up in our own defense the mantle of leadership. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and I'll be back here again soon. Until then, by all means, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.